Down, hit as he throws it, hangs one up in the air, and it will go out of bounds into the Albany sideline. Pressure applied that time by Gallo and Eddie Delaney. One of the rare times today Peterson has been under any kind of pressure.
But we've seen both times where the defensive line has gotten pressure on the quarterback. It's been twice Albany's defensive line getting pressure on Craig Peterson, Matt. The Monmouth defensive line, which seemingly gets all their sacks and bunches, has been pretty quiet in this game.
Brandon Maxwell has done a good job taking over right tackle for Dino Molina, who is still in uniform but has not returned since being injured in the first half. Second and 10. Peterson, run pass option. Will stretch it out and get dropped at the line of scrimmage. Albany read that play well. Dave plunges the middle linebacker on the tackle. Now it sets up Monmouth with a third and 10. Normally their offense not designed for third and 10, but today with the third down conversion rates, they have been outstanding.
10 out of 14 converting at third downs in this game. The last time, the pass over the middle to Sterling. He'll be the player I'll look for here. Also haven't mentioned Tyler George's name in a while, as McLafferty's gotten the majority of the tight end looks.
George is the tight end this time. Sets himself to the right side of the formation. Three wide as Albany bringing pressure. Peterson hangs in the pocket, throws wide. Roberts was strung out on the far side with Dwayne Harper, the corner. And now on fourth down and 10, it will be punt time for the Hawks with 14:05 to go in the fourth quarter, trailing 24-17.
You know, Coach Callahan, for a guy who does play very traditional conservative football, isn't afraid to throw in a wrinkle every now and again, Matt, and this may be, I never thought I'd say this at 4th and 10, but a pretty good time for a fake.
It'd be an interesting time for a fake for sure. Pandorf is the upback. Sterling as the slot man with Gums. Moore will crank this one up into the air. Kirshner calls for a fair catch and makes it at the 20-yard line. So it's back on the defense now for Monmouth, which, despite having a tough day today, has come through with a couple of big plays. A fourth down and goal from inside the one-yard line, an interception from Zacharias, but it's time now for the defense to make another one of those stands.
It's time for the defense to make a stop. Speaking of defense, I know we'd like to send our word. We have mentioned CICI a few times, but Matt and I would like to send our word out there to all veterans that are not only listening, but that are here in the game today on Veterans Day. One that I can speak of, the Colonel, my dad, listening at the Boathouse, place you know pretty well.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good combination in there as DeLello will run it off the left side and pick up three. Tackle made by Sullivan. It brings up a second and 7. Monmouth with a defensive line right now of Mesa, Kugler, Luma, and O'Hara. The linebackers, Barroso, Cooper, and Sullivan. Doreen Evans has checked in at a safety spot with Gums. DeLello looking to throw here. Flares one to the outside. High and wide as King, the intended receiver. And it will bring up a third and 7.
Anytime I can work both those in, I'm going to.
Yeah, that's good. Nice to hear Pops is having some lunch down at the Boathouse. He, of course, among the Armed Forces veterans who for such a long time have done a great job protecting and serving our country. Third down and 7. Albany checking the play off. Smith, the tailback. Shotgun look for DeLella. Sends 5 into the pattern. Throws off his back foot. This one up in the air, and King able to pull it down. I'll tell you what, I give credit where credit is due. That was a great catch from Cole King. Was able to outleap Evans and Hildebrandt Jr. and come down with it at the Albany 43-yard line.
Not a great throw. Fantastic grab in traffic by King, able to keep this Albany drive alive.
And it was a big third down, and now a first down and 10 for the Great Danes. Clock down to 13 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's the gift to Smith off the left side. Again, another big run as Andrew Smith off the left side. Another big chunk of yardage into Monmouth territory. Stopped at the Hawk 43. Goes as a gain of 13 yards.
I mean, Smith up near 130 yards rushing in the game, Matt. 13 carries. That's the theme of the day. These Albany big plays. He's averaging 10 yards every time he touches it on the ground.
Smith and Osborne both into the game here. Smith in motion. You want to get him into the pattern. DeLello looking his way. He is wide open on the far sideline. and will make the catch. Tackle to the 26-yard line by Hildebrandt Jr. Another first down for Albany, 17-yard pickup, and it brings up another first and 10.
The player's running wide open for this Albany team, and we talked about it off air. Where's that Monmouth defense we saw these first couple games of the year, beating Villanova, beating Central Connecticut State? They are giving up lots of yards these last few weeks of the year.
Tight end either side, Paul Booker into the game, number 32. Here is the carry, and there is some defense as Romaine is dropped in the backfield. Dorian Evans and Jimmy Lawson combo the tackle. Four-yard loss. It brings up a second and 14.
If that's how the defense is going to play, every time we bring that up, I'll do it every play if we have to, because finally, some spirit up front. Evans darting through from a safety spot. He's in for Andrew Sutton now, able to come up, make a play in the backfield.
John Lullen, number 19, checks into the game as a wide receiver. He splits to the near sideline right with Kirshner. Two up top to the left. Delella pumps once under pressure. Wanted the screen, and it will go as an incompletion. Set up a second and 14. Good pressure by Upham and Cooper. They wanted Romaine underneath, and now another key third down situation.
This one huge, Matt. Third and 14. Albany right on the cusp of Herb Glass's field goal range, especially now wind at his back. So if Monmouth can somehow stop Albany either at an incomplete pass or if they're able to sack Delella, assuming it's a throwing situation, they'll make the decision for Coach Ford an interesting one.
Trips left. King near sideline right. Flag out. Maybe a procedure penalty here against Albany upcoming, and it is. As the referees, a couple of them had thrown the flag at the same time. This will back up Albany 5 yards and set up a third and 19. And with no yardage here, you would probably think four down territory for Albany. But they have two plays here to get 19. Smith has the setback to the right of Delella. Same formation, trips left, King right. Delella stops, throws. Lullen can't hang on to it. And, boy, that is lucky because he was wide open. He had sat down in the zone, now sets up a fourth down, and on will come Herb Glass. Let's see where they spot this football. I'm going to say this is going to be a 53-yard attempt. For Glass, kicking with the wind, his season long of 48. High snap, good hold. The kick is up, drifting off to the left, and this will be no good. So Monmouth defensively finally able to hold, and will give the offense the football back with 11:27 to go in the fourth quarter. They trail it 24-17.
So the defense, Matt, that has been gashed for so many big plays and yards in this game, they've come up with stops, the goal line stop, the interception here, a missed Herb Glass field goal. Thankfully for them, Albany had the procedure penalty the play before. So now the offense gets it where he missed the field goal, so they'll have a chance to get something going. Down seven, it's only 24-17, and clinging to hopes of a potential conference championship. Again, if things work out, and we know Duquesne was beating Sacred Heart, but all Monmouth can do is take care of their own business, and that is try to win this game today.
First down and 10 for Peterson. From the pistol, he will work Pollard and Sterling. Off in a receiver combo to the right side. Peterson, little zone read. He's got some space in the 45 to the 50, and will run out of bounds on the Albany side of the 50-yard line of the 47. He had everybody fooled on that play.
And that's a play that we see the Hawks run with Kyle Frazier all the time. Peterson hasn't run it so much just because there's no depth behind him anymore at that quarterback position. He did it perfectly. He sold it, and then he got out of bounds before he could receive any contact. Well, there's no experience depth behind him. I'm not killing Greg DePue. He just, you know, Craig needs to take some snaps.
First down and 10. 4 minutes gone by here in the fourth quarter. Peterson going to roll off to his right. Stop and throw. Uh-oh, hang this one up in the air. Boy. That has interception written all over it, and it is picked off. Pulled in by Leon Sadler. Bad decision from Peterson, and I think he knows it. That was his worst pass of the day. You can't throw probably 40 yards down the field into the wind and hang the ball up in the air.
You're praising his decision-making the play before on the zone read. That might have been the worst pass Craig's thrown this season. That was a bad throw. Off his back foot, into the wind. You need a John Elway-esque arm to get that thing through the wind. And I haven't seen a pass that bad since the last one I threw in high school.
fourth interception of the season for Peterson. Comes at a bad time for Monmouth, who had a little momentum after that run, and now the defense has to come up with a stop again. Five-man front as Romaine into the game as the single back will get the carry. Run off the left side, get forward progress, break the plane of the 15 to the 16-yard line. Two-yard pickup, and it brings up a second and eight.
That's a momentum killer, too. The defense had just held Albany, missed the field goal, and Monmouth was moving down the field. And, you know, I always like to go downfield. I like the play call, but knowing the down and distance in the situation into the wind, yeah, that's better served to be about 20 yards out of bounds, not 40 yards straight up in the air. It looked more like a punt.
Quick flare pass to the outside. Kirshner will catch it on the run, get to the 25, stay on his feet. Will run out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. 11-yard pickup. Kirshner, who you know loves coming here to Monmouth County and playing, has a large contingent on hand to watch the game from Rumson Fairhaven. A lot of New Jersey players on the roster for Albany, but he the closest here to West Long Branch.
Rumson have a big win yesterday?
Rumson had a big win last night into the second round of the state playoffs. First and 10. It is Romaine this time. Stretch play to the left side. Breaks into the open field. Breaks tackles. Gets to the 45-yard line. Tripped up there by Cooper. But again, another gashing run. 17-yard pickup.
Albany averaging around 8-9 yards a carry on the ground. Led by Andrew Smith. But Dylan Romaine, who's the team's kickoff returner, who saw a lot of time at running back when Smith was a quarterback a couple years ago, doing a great job in a backup role today.
Delella up under center this time. Off tackle play for Romaine. We'll get two to the Albany 47. Tackled there by Upham and Sullivan. Yeah, Rumson, one of the few teams actually to win last night in the Shore Conference. It was a bad night for Shore Conference football last night.
I saw that. I know Middletown South lost. Lacey lost. Also, who was the other? Wall lost as well. Normally, the Shore Conference is going to be well represented in sectional finals. Maybe not the case this season.
Yeah, not going to be at all. As Delella wanted to throw, flare pass to the outside. Romaine can't hang on to it. Sets up a third down and eight. Cooper was there on the coverage. 8:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Albany 24, Monmouth 17.
Big third down here for the Monmouth defense. Albany at about the 47-yard line, not really in four-down territory with the wind at their back. But if they're able to get on the plus side of the 50 and get it fourth and short, they may consider it.
Third down and eight. Mama's showing pressure. Delella in trouble. Gets off the back foot pass to Romaine. To the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 20, 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Albany. Mama sent everybody with pressure. And once Romaine caught it, he was off to the races. And will score another long touchdown for Albany, this one 53 yards.
Credit execution for the Great Danes, but Matt, the officials missed a hold in that play. Now, where the hold took place, the first down would have already occurred, but the receiver blocking downfield, I believe it was King, had a hold of the jersey of one of the Monmouth players. It was right down where Romaine was running. They didn't see it, and that long touchdown will give Albany a two-score lead.
Here's Glass on for the extra point. The kick is up, and it is good. Monmouth about a half a step away from getting Delella sacked. Instead, it goes as a long touchdown. Albany 31, and Monmouth 17. We step out here with 8:39 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back after this 30-second timeout. Remind you that from Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Monmouth Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
Staybridge Suites Eatontown, your home away from home, is an all-suite hotel with roomy apartment-like accommodations, including studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom, two-bath options, all with a well-equipped kitchen. Enjoy a hot complimentary breakfast buffet each morning, a 37-inch flat-screen high-def TV, plus complimentary internet access. And you'll be in close proximity to Monmouth University, the Garden State Parkway, and Jersey Shore destinations. Staybridge Suites Eatontown, part of IHG, featuring priority club rewards, off of Route 35, just south of the Monmouth Mall.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan Sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
It has become a two-scorer game here with Albany leading 31-17 over Monmouth, who will get the football back Bad sequence there for MU. The turnover from Craig Peterson resulting in the touchdown from Dalella to Romaine. And Albany now up 31-14.
17 unanswered points for the Great Danes here, Matt, after Mama took that 17-14 lead.
Here's the kickoff. Sent to Sumlin inside the five-yard line. Stays on his feet. Will get run out of bounds just over the 20 to about the 22-yard line where Monmouth will have it first and 10. And now all of a sudden the Hawks need to get things moving a little bit. They are trailing 31-17, 8:31 to go in the fourth quarter. Still time here, but now the pressure on the offense. I think they know that they need to certainly score on this drive.
And I am a proponent in this situation, knowing you're down a couple of scores, you got to pick it up a little bit. Not saying you go hurry up, but you need to be quick. You need to be sharp at the line, ready to make calls, because you need to allow yourself time to stop Albany and get the ball back to score. So knowing that, Monmouth needs to move expeditiously down the field here.
Two receivers to either side. Peterson has trouble with the snap. Looked for George on the quick out pattern. Deflected away and covered well by John Morgan. It'll set up a second and 10.
They had Sterling deep, George short in the flat. That was great coverage by Morgan, though. He was all over Tyler George, who's been very quiet today.
Next to last regular season game for Monmouth, looking to pick up their first win at home this year. Peterson, bubble screen set up for Sterling. Can't hang on to it, and it will go as an incompletion. Now a third down and 10, so two plays, no yards, and now the offense needs to come up with something big. Again, the last thing you want to do after a team scores is go three and out and give them the football right back.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that ball was tipped at the line, or Sterling doesn't drop many passes, didn't have a good firm hold of it there. And as you said, the Hawks need to convert here, Matt, because they can't give the ball back to Albany. They're doing too much with it right now.
Peterson with time here on third down. Floats one out into the flat for Roberts. Overthrown. And Monmouth will have to do just that. They will have to bring the punt team right back on. And Ryan Moore, three consecutive passes, three consecutive incompletions. And with 8:18 to go in the fourth quarter, Albany will get the football back and seemingly will get it in pretty good field position.
And when they get it back, they're going to give it to a potent offense in this contest. The Great Danes have gained 477 yards, and they haven't even needed 20 minutes to do that.
They have put points up in bunches today. Ryan Moore steps into it, but into the wind. Hanging punt that Kirshner will come in field on the Mama side of the 50-yard line. Albany will have it first and 10 from the MU 49.
So the defense now really backed up as the Great Danes will get it on the plus side. The plus 49-yard line needs a turnover, a big play, a sack. They need something, because if Albany's allowed to get on the scoreboard again, this game will pretty much be over with this 31-17 deficit, 8 minutes, 11 seconds here in the fourth, staring Monmouth right in the face.
Albany, the only team in the Northeast Conference that controls their own destiny. If they win out, they will represent the league in the NEC, in the FCS playoffs for the NEC. They may tie atop the record wise with Duquesne, each with one loss, but based on the head-to-head that Albany won, as Andrew Smith will get the carry, flag is down. This likely to be a hold on Albany, as the referee threw it right in the direction of the center, Eric Laporta, and then nodded, yes, you did. So this is a flag that occurred in the backfield. Just to finish a thought, Albany beat Duquesne earlier in the season 38-10, so they own the head-to-head advantage. So everybody really a fan of Monmouth today in the league, trying to give Albany their second league loss. They will finish up the year next week with Sacred Heart, a game that they will certainly be favored in at home. Pioneers, despite being able to score some points, not sure that they can defend well enough to beat Albany.
They can score, but as a lot of teams in this league have shown this year, they can also give up a lot of points too.
Albany can score today. They've got 31 up on the board. Little play action, swing pass to the outside. Kirshner makes it in the backfield. Big yardage again, down to the 40. Will tiptoe down the sideline. He'll be ruled out at the Monmouth 45-yard line. So after the penalty, in which was first and long. It will give Albany a second down and about six with 7:45 to go in the fourth quarter.
It just seems as though when Monmouth blitzes, Albany has the right play called. When the Hawks sit back in coverage, the Great Danes have the proper play called. They're pulling all the stops, they're making all the right calls, and they are gaining a lot of yards.
Kirshner slot to the right, King as the wide man to the right. Here's Andrew Smith with the carry. Able to fall forward and pick up a yard and a half. It'll bring up a third down here in just about five. O'Hara on the tackle. Want to wish the Monmouth men's soccer team good luck tomorrow as they will take on Fairleigh Dickinson in the conference championship, a game from up at Fairfield University as the NEC moved the site from Sacred Heart to Fairfield based off of some field dimension problems. Should be a good one for the Hawks as Rob McCourt and his bunch will try to win their third consecutive conference crown via the playoffs and go into the NCAA tournament for the fourth time in 6 years. Incompletion thrown here on third down and long as Monmouth brought pressure. Masick and Luma combining on the hit of DeLella. Fourth down, and it looks like it will be Paul Layton, who has had a pretty quiet day today. This is just the second punt of the contest for Albany.
He'll have the wind at his back, under 7 minutes to go now in the game. I'll tell you what, though, credit a decent crowd for staying. Still a lot of people here, knowing that if Monmouth can score on this possession, they can make it interesting.
Still a lot of time left, too. 6:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Let's see if Monmouth brings pressure. It is a fake, and Albany runs it beautifully into the open field, and this will be a touchdown for the Great Danes. It was number 28, Justine Mason. Smith will get credited for a touchdown pass as he was the up man, got it, flicked it up over the top. And again, a case of Albany calling right play at the right time. Monmouth was bringing the pressure for the punt block. Albany able to chip it up over the top, and Mason on the touchdown reception.
I'll tell you what, I will give a tip of the cap to the Albany Great Danes today, Matt. They have been probably the second most impressive team we've seen Monmouth play all season outside of Lehigh. Offensively, they've been fantastic today, making all the right calls. That was a fantastic time to call a fake.
Extra point is out and up and good. There is a flag thrown, however, as with the PAT, it'll make it 38-17, and with 6:35 to play, Monmouth here in some trouble. We will check out. The flag will be waved off as Monmouth was offsides, and they now trail it by 21. 38-17 the score with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step out for 30 seconds from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
Coke Zero tastes like Coke, but what good is telling you that on the radio? If you're in your car and you hear me say it, you have to take my word for it. And that makes you one of those guys who believes everything he hears on the radio. Or you could not believe me, but that makes you a cynic. So you're either the guy who believes everything on the radio or a super suspicious guy who doesn't believe anything. But there is a third option. You could try one. Then you can taste and see if what you heard on the radio is true. Unless you want to be one of those other guys. Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coke taste and zero calories.
Follow Hawks football all season long on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Monmouth Athletics would like to remind all fans to present their ShopRite Price Plus Club card at the ticket window on the last home game day next week against Wagner to receive a $2 ticket discount. This special promo ran throughout this entire season. We thank ShopRite for their sponsorship. ShopRite, one place, your place.
38-17, the score in favor of Albany in this Northeast Conference matchup. As Monmouth set to receive the kick from Herb Glass, it will be Pollard to field at the 8-yard line. Coming to the near hash mark, stacked up with the 20-yard line and dropped at the 21, where it will be first down and 10 for the Hawks, who have tried to keep this game within reach, and with that punt fake touchdown, Albany may have stretched it out beyond Monmouth's reach, now leading by 21 with 6:27 to go in the fourth quarter.
We said it before, the timeout there, that Albany, it just seems, is making all of the right calls at the right times. They're executing very well today. The stats are coming down, so we'll be able to get a look at them, but It just seems, Matt, whatever the Great Danes want to do through the air, on the ground, special teams, they're doing it today.
First and 10 from the Hawk 21-yard line. Peterson gets the snap, looking to throw, steps up in the pocket, flips one out for Sloanell, who will bounce off of one tackle, stay on his feet to the 25, dive to the 30, and will be 1 yard shy of a first down. Monmouth will go with a no-huddle look. We'll check in on our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard in the Northeast Conference right after this second down and one play. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Peterson gets the snap, flares one to the outside. George will make the catch to the 35-yard line. That'll be a first down out to the 38. 8-yard pickup. In the Northeast Conference right now, it is Duquesne clinging to a 21-13 lead over Sacred Heart. That is an extremely important game for all teams in the NEC. Give you the rest of it after this play right here. Peterson, a little draw play for Sloanell. Bilal picking his way over the 40-yard line to the 41. That'll go as a gain of 3. St. Francis, PA, and Bryant matched up in Rhode Island. Bulldogs lead the Red Flash 31-21. Wagner, 24, and Robert Morris, 3. Peterson here on second and long. Flares one wide of Pollard, running a deep post pattern. And that will bring up a 3rd and 7. 5:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. Albany leading this one 38-17. One other game of note in college football. Of course, so many eyes out in Happy Valley this week. Penn State and Nebraska, a matchup of two top 20 teams, and it's number 19 Nebraska leading 12th-ranked Penn State 17-7 right now in the third quarter.
We got reports in that game that there was a player between Penn State and Nebraska huddle near midfield, moment of silence out in Happy Valley. They said you could hear a pin drop. It was so quiet.
Pass flicked to the outside. Pollard absolutely lit up. Justin Hassan, the free safety, coming up to make the tackle. Peterson kind of left Pollard hanging in the wind right there, and Pollard paid the price with 5 minutes left. It is 4th down here and 7 for Monmouth, and they will go for it.
Yeah, they have no choice but to go under 5 minutes to go in the game.
Peterson flush from the pocket, goes to his left, looking for something, not going to have anything, and will get sacked. All the way back to the Monmouth 29-yard line. Long sack, and that will just about do it in this one, as Albany will bring the offense back on and look for an opportunity to pile on some points, leading in here 38-17.
And it's been a trend in this Monmouth-Albany series these last few games, Matt. Even if the Hawks have a halftime lead or they're close at halftime, Albany has made the necessary adjustments during the locker room intermission to go out and win the game. A couple years ago, the Hawks had a big lead up at Albany. The Great Danes came out, won the game in the second half. They did the same thing a couple of seasons ago when the game was back here at Kessler Field, and they just have shown that they are the better football team this afternoon.
DeLello comes back on here. Will step up under center. Has Romaine in the backfield, and Romaine will take it off the left side and get stacked up at the 26-yard line. Gain of about 3.5 to bring up a second down and just about 7. So Monmouth will finish up the regular season next week with a 12 o'clock start here in West Long Branch against Wagner, with an opportunity to finish with a winning record. As with a loss today, they will fall back to the 500 mark at 5-5.
Wagner beating that Robert Morris team out without their normal starting quarterback, Jeff Sinclair, out for the Colonials. So the Seahawks getting a go at the backup for RMU.
Second down and long here for DeLella. It's a give for Osborne, third tailback. Breaks the plane to the 25, gets to the 24-yard line. We'll bring up a 3rd down and 5. This will be the 5th consecutive win in the series for Albany, who, with a win today, will have a 10-4 series advantage over Monmouth.
That is by far the best record an opponent has in Northeast Conference play against the Hawks.
3rd down here, let's call it 5. DeLello letting the play clock wind all the way down. Inside now of 5 seconds. Man in motion. Quick pitch to the outside. Running for his life is Hutcherson, and he will take it to the 22-yard line, maybe the 23. Small gain on the play. Now with a 4th down and long, Herb Glass will come on and try to extend the lead with three more on the board for Albany.
The Great Danes up 38-17. Chance to put a 40 spot up, and that's been their trend over this season, Matt. They have put up lots of points in bunches. They put up 60 a couple of weeks ago in a win against Central. That loss against Bryant last week was one of their worst offensive performances of the season, only scoring 17, and they've bounced back with a flurry of opportunities to score today.
Clock stopped here with the... I didn't see anybody call a timeout.
It looks like they're having some kind of, like, discussion between both teams at the line. If you look at the field, they're both kind of standing around. No really reason to know. There's no injured player. Why the clock stopped. Maybe having a time, you know, just some me time for everybody.
Time to reflect on
right
the semester. Fourth down and two. This will be a 40-yard field goal. Here's Glass and the hold of the punter, Layton. Good snap, good hold, kick is up. And that one dead on through the uprights. 40-yard field goal for Herb Glass makes it 41-17 Albany. 3:08 to go in the fourth quarter. We step out for 30 seconds from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Mama Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
There's one place for great football. That's with the Hawks. And there's one place for the best quality deli products. Your place. ShopRite. The star of the pregame show is always Black Bear premium quality deli products, available exclusively at ShopRite. You'll never find any MSG in Black Bear deli products. For lunch bags, game day, or any time, choose premium quality Black Bear deli. Visit ShopRite's Acme department and let us create fabulous Black Bear deli platters for your next gathering. One place. Your place. ShopRite. And go Hawks.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Matt Harmon and Eddie Acapinti back here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com, and gomuhawks.com. We invite you to join us on Tuesday from Buffalo Wild Wings for the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Unfortunately, it looks like we'll be talking about a loss on Tuesday rather than a win like we did a week ago. But we'll try to preview the Wagner game coming up. And after a tough season a year ago with 3-8, Monmouth will have an opportunity to finish at 6-5 and look to start to build on things for the 2011-2012 offseason. And then, of course, the 2012 football season.
We would also like to remind everyone that Monmouth basketball along the airways of the Shore Sports Network this year. Monday night, the Hawks will be in Virginia Tech for the preseason NIT at 7 o'clock. And then Tuesday, after the Kevin Callahan Monmouth football show, Monmouth will be on again against either George Mason or FIU.
This one high in the air. Sumlin fields it inside his five, goes back into the end zone to get it. Now going backwards inside the five, trying to make something out of nothing, and gets stopped at the 9-yard line. Good coverage down the field from Albany, and the Great Danes feeling pretty confident about how things are going right now. Justine Mason on the tackle.
But some of these numbers, Matt. Albany, on 58 plays, has gained 543 yards of offense. They've only needed just under 23 minutes to do so. The one thing they haven't done is convert third down, but they haven't had many, so it really doesn't matter. Monmouth gained 304 yards thus far on 72 plays. The Hawks have held it for almost 34 minutes in this game and yet only mustered 17 points.
Peterson looking to throw here. Flares it to the outside. George will make the catch at the 13, get to the 16-yard line. Goes a gain of six. We are down at the 240 mark here. And for Albany, the only thing they will have to do if all scores hold up today is beat Sacred Heart next week to win the NEC and go into the FCS playoffs. Incomplete pass as Peterson wanted Sterling at the 25-yard line.
It'll be interesting if Albany is the team, Matt, that represents the NEC in the playoffs, because last year Robert Morris won the league championship, advanced to the playoffs, acquitted themselves very well in that game, leading late in the second quarter of their game. So Albany's a team that does play better against good teams. So they'd have a chance to play. They'll obviously get a top five national seed that they'll play against. But after what I've seen today and what I've seen in this league, I think Albany will probably have the best chance to give whoever they play a pretty good game in the playoffs.
Penalty was thrown. Albany was offside that last down and out to the 21-yard line. Monmouth will have it. Should be first down and 10. Now they're going to move the chains and get everything organized on the far sideline. 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Albany with a comfortable 41-17 lead. Peterson looking to throw again. Stops over the middle. Had Sterling, who can't hang on to it. And it will bring up a second and 10. And dare I say that this game kind of changed on the interception from Craig Peterson when Monmouth was still within 24-17, and then shortly thereafter, Albany has dominated. You look at what how this game has gone in the second half. Monmouth led 17-14, and since that point, it has been five consecutive drives of scoring for Albany. Here's Peterson flaring one to the outside. Roberts will make the catch at the 30-yard line, stay on his feet, and get ridden out of bounds for what it will be either a first down by a hair or just shy of a first down. Two field goals from Herb Glass and three touchdowns in those five scoring drives for Albany. Peterson again looking to throw. Flush from the pocket left. Now will get sacked. Dropped in the backfield by Tom Bradley, the sophomore defensive end. And a big loss on the play will set up Monmouth with second and long with a minute 50 to play in the fourth quarter. Peterson looking to throw again. Has George, who will make the catch of the 25, ridden out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. Monmouth with a third down here at about 13. Crazy to think how things can change so quickly. 17-14, this was a good-looking ball game, then tied at 17 and even at 24-17. And then things just took a turn for the worse, and Monmouth unable to stop the bleeding. Incomplete pass here. Peterson trying to find Roberts. And on fourth down and 13 with a minute 32 to go, I would imagine the offense will stay on here and try to get a first down. No sense punting the ball back to Albany.
Going to have to see what they can pick up here on fourth and long with about a minute and a half to go in this contest. And It's amazing how Monmouth is so much better on the road this season, Matt, than they are at home.
Peterson on fourth down, scrambling, coming to the left, stops, throws, looks down the middle. Pollard comes back and makes the catch. It'll be a first down at the Albany 36-yard line. Nice job by Peterson keeping the play alive. Pollard coming back to the football. Long gain on the play, and with a minute 21 to go, Monmouth will leave the offense on as they get a first down.
Peterson took a huge shot on that play, too, so credit him standing in, hanging tough, and making a nice throw.
Wants to throw here, but there is a flag thrown by two of the officials in the back area. And on first and 10, we'll check the flag. So with the win here, Albany will get whistled for an illegal substitution penalty. 12 guys on the field. Albany will go to 6-1 in the NEC. Looks like Duquesne, if they can hold on, they would go to 6-1 in the NEC. Bryant with a win goes to 5-2, and Monmouth with a loss would fall to 4-3. Peterson stands in the pocket, throws, trying to go downtown. This one caught by Roberts, a touchdown. Peterson to Roberts from 31 yards out. And Monmouth is cut into the lead with the extra point coming up, trying to make it 41-24.
So Roberts with the touchdown grab, his fourth catch of the day. He's really had a nice last couple games of the season. And the Hawks cutting into Albany's lead, Matt, but it'll be a little too late as they were not able to keep pace with the Great Danes offensively, even though they were able to move downfield there very quickly.
Spillane for the extra point out of the hold of Peterson. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. 41-24 with a minute two to go in the fourth quarter. We step out, take a 30-second timeout. We're back right after this with more Monmouth football from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to the Hawks Radio Network.
Staybridge Suites Eatontown, your home away from home, is an all-suite hotel with roomy apartment-like accommodations, including studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom, two-bath options, all with a well-equipped kitchen. Enjoy a hot complimentary breakfast buffet each morning, a 37-inch flat-screen high-def TV, plus complimentary internet access. And you'll be in close proximity to Monmouth University, the Garden State Parkway, and Jersey Shore destinations. Staybridge Suites Eatontown, part of IHG, featuring priority club rewards, off of Route 35, just south of the Monmouth Mall.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Back here to wrap things up in the fourth quarter, minute two to go. Monmouth with a 31-yard touchdown pass. Greg Peterson finding Tristan Roberts in the end zone, and Spillane will come on to kick off here. As Monmouth trailing 41-24 with a minute two to go. Albany setting up for the onside kick. Monmouth appears to have the onside kick team on. Minus one in Dan Sullivan, who will now run on. And now we'll run off.
It always makes the onside kick a little more difficult when, because of the wind, someone's got to hold the ball.
Spillane will try it. He'll send it actually deep, and Monmouth will put it in that second level, make Albany have to come up and field it. Kirshner will slide and get it at the 29-yard line, where Albany will have it first down and 10, and I would think we'll take a knee once or twice, and that will do it here in our game today. So a disappointing one for Monmouth, who led 17-14 at one point in the third quarter, and then the game kind of unraveled a little bit, and with the loss, they will fall to 5-5 on the year, 0-5 at home. And back to the drawing board for next week, with Wagner coming to town and an opportunity to play for a winning season. You would think that will be something that will be enough to motivate Monmouth in the last game of the 2011 regular season. Albany will win here today. They will have to snap the football one more time, as they just did on first down and 10. They'll have to come up here on second down and do the same, letting the play clock wind down to inside of 40. They can snap it now at any point.
Yeah, both teams just kind of standing around, Matt.
In the victory formation, they've actually brought their backup quarterback, Buddy Leithley, into the game to handle these couple of snaps. He will take a knee and get out of there, and that will do.